Welcome to the March 17th, 2013 Armed American Radio National Broadcast. St. Paddy's Day it was. Hope you had a great day. Rob Pincus joined me in the studio. He literally drove down from Ohio and made it with about a minute to spare. So it was great to have Rob in the Crossbreed Holster studios with me as we kicked off the 3 hours for the St. Paddy's Day show. It was an awful lot of fun. Joining us were Neil McCabe. Neil McCabe, of course, Guns and Patriots editor from humanevents.com. He joined us from up in Washington to give us an update from Capitol Hill. Also, they're getting ready to fight the fight up in Oregon. Kevin Starrett, the executive director of the Oregon Firearms Federation, joined us. Always provocative when Kevin's on. He stuck with us from hour two and into the roundtable in hour three, along with George Hill, the Mad Ogre, and David Kodria, Rob Pincus, and myself in the studios, the Crossbreed Holster studios. A great time was had by all. Enjoy the program. And remember, please head over to supportsecondamendment.com. Put your name on that petition. We need your help. We're getting close to 123,000, and I'll see you on the radio.
Your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
Welcome to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. This is the roundtable segment of Armed American Radio, where we kick our feet back, pull up a chair, and talk about anything we want to because we can. New stations across the country picking us up today. Love it. KGAL News Talk, 1530 AM, Lebanon, Oregon. Great to have you here. Filling your prescription for freedom. Jackson, Mississippi, 1240 AM, WPBQ. Welcome to the roundtable, baby. Great to have you here. KYKN, 1430 AM, Salem, Oregon. A pleasure. Welcome to the show. SupportSecondAmendment.com. Make sure you go there. SupportSecondAmendment.com. Let's see how many of you are taking that advice right now. Let's see. Let's go click that little refresh. 122,508. So we are picking up some steam. Let's get over 123,000 while we're on the air. That would be a beautiful thing. A beautiful thing. Sean, wouldn't that be beautiful?
That would be a beautiful thing, as you say.
That would be a beautiful thing. Also, pentagonauction.com. Head over there. The auction on your choice of the two guns is now at $9.16. $9.16. Retail price of either one of those two firearms, by the way, is $311. Head over, register for free. Register for free. Free is cool. Free always works. I'm a big fan of free stuff. Free. Register for free. Put the promo code WIN, W-I-N, in caps. And as an Armed American Radio listener, pick up 20 free bids. You don't have to buy anything. At 20 free bids, one of those 20 bids might win you your choice of the 22 pistol or the 22 long gun. So. Yeah, it's a great deal. Pentagonauctions.com. Head over there right now. The roundtable is full. Rob Pincus here in the Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster Studios with me. Rob, a pleasure to have you at the table.
Very exciting to be here for yet another roundtable with good people as well.
Yeah, we do have a good one today. We have a really good one. David Kodria joins us. David, welcome to the show.
Yeah, it's no longer 60 degrees out here. I've got my two space heaters gone.
Well, you know, Rob sent me a picture coming down. Rob, you started out this morning in Columbus, right?
I was home, yeah. Left home for my four-month spring training tour road trip today.
As he was coming through Kentucky, he says, oh, no. Sends me a text with a photograph out the windshield of the Personal Defense Network Mobile, and it's snow on the road. I thought, uh-oh. He's
that was,
getting slowed up.
That was an FCC translator. Because I did not send you a text that said, oh, no.
Well, that's true. That was an FCC translator. I'm
just
not
happened to me.
Say what it
was. It happened to you again.
Yeah. Holy whatever. And it wasn't holy Batman anything. Okay. Who are we missing? It's Kevin Starrett, Oregon Firearms Federation. Pleasure to have you at the table today, my friend.
Pleasure to be here. Pleasure to be with my good friend David, too.
Yeah, David is always a lot of fun to have every single week. David, pleasure to have you back. And George Hill, the Mad Ogre. George, do you have any reactors fired up out there in Vernal, Utah?
Actually, no. Reactor 1 is cold right now.
Wow.
So, the sun's been shining, but we have had really cold, just crazy 40-mile-an-hour winds here all day long.
Well, according to Christy Hefner, it should be safer out there then because global warming is a root cause of Chicago's gun violence. So let's start the table, the discussion, with this, and I'll start in studio. Well, you know what? We'll go around the table. We'll start with Kevin as our guest here from Oregon. Mark Kelly, Gabby Gifford's husband. Breitbart.com. You've probably all seen this. Mark Kelly's AR-15 stunt provokes Gifford's photo leak. Let's start with this. Gabby Gifford's husband, Mark Kelly, is now out in gun control full force, joining and locking arms with the Brady campaign and the rest of the anti-gunners and the Democrats across the country, coming after your freedoms. Of course, a photograph was taken of him purchasing an AR-15, the very gun he doesn't think you should have anymore, along with a pistol. When the photograph was leaked, what happens? He says, well, I was just trying to prove how easy it is to buy one. Of course it's easy to buy one when you are an astronaut with no criminal record. You know, that's modern technology. It only takes a second for that background check to determine whether or not you're a criminal or not. The fact of the matter is he got busted. Now it's out. Let's start with Kevin. Kevin, hypocrisy here or what?
Well, I think you just made the exact point I would have made, is that the guy proved that a decorated Air Force pilot who's an astronaut, who's a nationally known figure, can pass a background check. Wow, I'm really impressed. But the timing is exquisite for us, because the word we got was that the anti-gun legislators in our state were hoping to get Gabby Giffords to come in to twist some arms here to promote things like universal background checks, so you could not hand a gun to your brother-in-law or your guy you knew for 40 years. Ridiculous range firing tests, things like that. And now I think they're going to have a little bit of trouble actually pulling that off.
I believe you with that one. In addition to that, it also one of the responses to his little stunt and him getting busted. It's always funny how these people get busted and come up with their excuse. But now the photograph of Gabby Giffords proudly displaying the AR-15 after having spent the day firing it is now leaked as well, too. Rob Pincus, your thoughts on Mark Kelly and Gabby?
I give her a pass. I get it. Like, maybe you were pro-gun and you have a traumatic experience, and now, you know, not too long after that, you're going to be on the other side of the fence. I get that. Emotional response, no big deal. I even get, hey, husband goes along for the ride on the emotional response. Someone he cared about deeply, hurt by a firearm. He's got a little, you know, post-traumatic stress disorder, essentially. He's just, now he's scared. He's reacting that way. But when you start doing and saying things that are manipulative, when you start doing and saying things that twist the truth, that push the limits of logic, now I don't give you that pass. And that's what I'm concerned about, is the hypocrisy, the illogical action, and the statement, you know, well, look, I wanted to prove how easy it was to get it in the aftermath of sort of being caught. Doesn't make any sense.
No, and because he already knew how easy it was to get. He's been a gun owner his entire
Absolutely.
Life, so he already knew. He was caught. He was trying to make a point and backtrack and trying to look good for the anti-gun folks. David Kodria, I know you're filled with thoughts about this thing.
Yeah, well, essentially, what he also did, and this hasn't come out much, is that he told USA Today, or at least USA Today reported, that he wanted to take the guns across state lines to sell it, which at that point means that he did lie on 11A of the 4473, if it was not his intent to purchase it for himself. This business about giving it to the police is one thing, because you can gift and put yourself down on the form as being the person buying the gun. But if in fact, USA Today's reporting that he told them he was going to take it across state lines to sell it to prove how easy that is, that becomes a felony. But the other thing is, it wasn't that easy for him to buy it, because, again, in this particular locale, there is an ordinance that says that if it's a used gun that somebody else has turned in, they've got a 20-day hold on it to make sure that it's not a stolen firearm.
You are right. That is correct.
You know, not even taking possession. So what is he trying to prove, that an astronaut with a sterling record can buy a gun and wait 20 days? Yeah, it just makes absolutely no sense. And my question to Gabby with her picture is, why is it that you can be trusted with this rifle, but I cannot?
Well, she's a politician who's able to change her mind.
Yeah.
Isn't that some of the hypocrisy here?
Oh, it's absolutely hypocritical. And you know, I agree with Rob. You know, my heart has to go out for these people.
Of course.
You know, all of us, but by the same token, that does not give us a right to go and jeopardize the lives and freedoms of other people. And we've seen, Mark, on your program with, like, Susanna Gracia Hupp and with Nikki Gosar and people like that who have gone through horrible experiences, and they come out on the other side not wanting to endanger their countrymen.
George?
What I find fascinating is not only does it illustrate the elitism that they have, but just the fact that you can't trust these guys. You can't trust them. He lied. He flat out lied. He said that he was buying the gun to take it off the street. That was one of the statements that he made, so he could turn it over to the police. He was buying it from a police store, a police supply store. That is just absolutely retarded, and I think he definitely gets like bonehead of the week for this.
George, I got to give you mad props. Rob's over here. See, ever since you've been at the... Rob's eyebrows are raising. I wish I had him on video.
It is St. Patrick's Day. There could be an explanation for the randomness that is coming out of George Hill tonight. Good randomness. It's not bad. So we got Sloppy Joe's. You're awarding the Bonehead of the Week. I don't even know we did that anymore.
We do.
George, hey, we're all Irish time.
I guess, George, you ought to fire up reactor one or two. Maybe that makes a difference because I'm loving it, man. All right. Let's.
I don't like nachos, by the way, just in case we're going to start boycotting food types. I think nachos are ridiculous. It's the middle just a soggy mess.
Okay. I was going to leave this Sloppy Joe alone, but both of y'all, I'm not feeling it. I love
hey,
both
Sean,
of them. Yes.
It's none of your business.
I love me some nachos. That's all I got to say.
Perfect time for a break. When we come back, I want to get a response from everybody at the table regarding the Colorado sheriff saying that no new state gun laws will be enforced. That's fascinating. Right after this here on the Armed American Radio Network, I'm Mark Walters. Back after this.
Handguns Magazine calls it Pocket Thunder. The new CM40 from Carr Arms packs the powerful 40 Smith & Wesson in a firearm measuring only 4 inches tall and with a 3.1-inch barrel length. It weighs in at only 15.8 ounces. With a retail price of $517, the new CM40 from Carr Arms is Pocket Thunder indeed. To purchase the Carr Arms CM40, visit your local dealer or visit CarArms@KAHR.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you could have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/scoutrifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
The Ruger American Rifle. An American legend is born. The Ruger American Rifle is a 100% American-made firearm that offers outstanding performance at a great price. It features power bedding integral bedding blocks for outstanding accuracy, a Ruger Marksman adjustable trigger for a crisp and user-adjustable 3- to 5-pound trigger pull, a flush-fit 4-round rotary magazine for smooth, reliable feeding, and a 3-lug bolt with 70-degree throw for ample scope clearance and fast follow-up shots. The Ruger American Rifle. Another American-made product from Ruger.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in .22 short, .22 long rifle, and .22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer five-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The .22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
This is Armed American Radio, heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
Back to the Armed American Radio Network. This is the roundtable. Great discussion we're having here today for you. New listeners across the nation, we're filling your prescription for freedom. Glad you're here today with me and literally a class act group at the roundtable. Let's check this out at Second Amendment. Support SecondAmendment.com. 122,520 of you already. That number is growing. Please head over and put your name on that. We need your name on that petition, please. It's real simple. It's free. Just go over and do it. Just do it. Don't be a chump. Get it done. Welcome back to the roundtable. I'm going to go around the table again. Kevin Starrett, Kevin from Oregon Firearms Federation. Thanks for staying with us and sticking around for the roundtable, bro.
Thanks for having me.
David Kodria, always a pleasure to have you here, my friend. Welcome back.
Always great to be here. Thanks.
George Hill, the Mad Ogre.
It is a pleasure and a privilege.
In Vernal, Utah, we got to love you guys. He says to me earlier today, hey, I got to go. I'm getting ready to head through a canyon. I'm going to lose my cell phone signal. I love that. And Rob Pink is here in the studio with me in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Rob, a pleasure to have you here.
Great to be here and great to be here with this lineup. Great lineup tonight.
It is a great lineup. George, did you know Rob was going to be in the studio here in Atlanta today? Isn't that great?
I caught it on Facebook, him going through a snowstorm. That's crazy.
That was a beautiful thing. All right, listen.
You guys had snow back east.
We don't here. He did where he was coming from.
We weren't supposed to today in Kentucky, for sure.
Colorado sheriff says new state gun laws won't be enforced. Let me remind you. Let's start the conversation with this. Do you remember when President Obama said we're not going to enforce the federal marijuana laws in the states that pass the legalization laws? Remember that? You probably do. If not, go check it out. Don't believe me. We're telling you the truth. Google it up yourself because you always know. See it on the Internet. It's always true. Colorado sheriff says new state gun laws won't be enforced. Well, Obama was okay from the federal side not enforcing the weed laws in various states. Colorado, you're one of them. What's going to happen now when you have sheriffs like Weld County, Colorado Sheriff John Cook, who won't enforce new state gun measures expected to be signed into law by Democratic Governor John Hickenlooper, arguing that the proposed firearms restrictions give a false sense of security, or when and if any federal laws are passed? Let's start with Kevin in Oregon. Kevin Starrett, Oregon Firearms Federation. Your thoughts on the sheriffs refusing to enforce any new laws?
I think it's fascinating. We've seen sheriffs here in Oregon and far away as New York saying, you know what, enough is enough. We had Sheriff Tim Mueller from Linn County who did one of the first letters I know of to the vice president saying it's not going to happen in my county. Sheriff Glenn Palmer, who's a great constitutional sheriff from Grant County, who's said the same thing, who's recognized that he works for the people and he's not going to be party to any of this. I think it's absolutely unprecedented that now we have law enforcement, which in the past had always been some of our biggest opponents in terms of gun rights, coming around and recognizing the importance of civil liberties. And although they're not by no means monolithic, I am absolutely astonished and happy and thrilled to see people who are in the job of enforcing the law saying, you know what, the Constitution trumps everything, and the people who elected me are not going to be run over by your idiotic laws.
Big difference between the sheriffs and the police chiefs. David Kodria, your thoughts?
Yeah, that's you just took exactly what I was going to say right out of my mouth. We see sheriffs stepping forward. Although there is a police chief at a town in Pennsylvania, and I'm trying to remember the name right now because I had a chance to talk to him, and he's basically said he's not going to enforce the gun laws either. And as a matter of fact, he's going to help train the citizenry around to help be kind of like an auxiliary force to make sure that their rights are protected there. So it's wonderful to see these guys stepping forward, and it's well needed to bridge that us versus them divide, because we know that there are those who will follow orders and who will, you know, just do things and take away the liberties of the people who employ them. And it's nice. This is just another manifestation of the Oath Keepers phenomenon.
It really is. We're going to expand on this one in just a second, time permitting. Rob, your thoughts on the sheriffs who say, you know what, no. And let me go specifically to Sheriff Terry Makita. I think you had something you wanted to add about him too, didn't you?
Well, no, I think that the whole deal here, and I put the same exact article you had on your hand, I linked to it today on the Facebook pages. I think it's really important to understand that law enforcement officers as individuals, sheriffs as individuals, city chiefs as individuals are going to make it clear where they stand. And this is, we talked a couple weeks ago about the boycotting issues that are going on, and I know that George is involved in that. Some other people have talked about it on air as well. I think that this really is very much a case-by-case basis. Here's a guy that's about to be in one of the more restrictive states, a state where we're going to see Colorado gets added to this embargo list for law enforcement, and yet here's a guy that certainly deserves our support.
Yeah, absolutely. Very well said. I want to get into that embargo after this. That's exactly what I was alluding to. And we come after this discussion goes around the table, I want to go there. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, Sheriff Terry Makita out in joined Sheriff Cook out in Colorado, and he told a packed crowd, he says, "I can't tell you when these guns were bought and sold and purchased. As far as I'm concerned, they were all pre-July 1 if the governor does sign this bill." In other words, any gun he runs into, as far as he's concerned, is going to be grandfathered in because he isn't going to enforce whatever it is they sign. That's a pretty bold, in-your-face statement to the legislature. George, your thoughts?
That is, but then again, that's kind of a simple simple position to take. What if it's a brand new gun that, you know, just comes out and it's obviously it's a brand new gun? Is he then going to enforce it?
No, he's already made it clear that he's not going to, and he was issuing a blanket statement that, as far as I'm concerned, every one of these guns that they're talking about was purchased before July 1st, simply because he isn't going to enforce it at all.
Well, and that's excellent. And we're on the list of companies that are not going to sell to, fascist regimes, you could say. A guy like this, if he wanted to buy, you know, a Crusader AR-15, we would have no problem selling him a Crusader AR-15.
Okay, hold on a second. Rob's over here going crazy. Rob, you got a couple minutes.
Well, this is my point, is so Crusader was on a list. There's a lot of right now rallying behind people on that list who are saying they're not going to sell to law enforcement agencies in these states. And that's the way I read the statement that everyone on that list is making.
It is.
But you, George, are making the very logical, well-reasoned, critical thinking decision to say, no, I'm not going to not sell to anybody in any of these states. I'm only going to not sell to the people who are in quote-unquote fascist regimes, which is what I've said. I'm not going to, for example, I wouldn't do business with Chicago Police Department anymore, which I've done business with, but based on their recent statements by the chief, I'm not going to do business with Chicago Police Department, but that's a case-by-case basis. I'm not going to say I won't do business with any law enforcement in Illinois.
Because let me make a clarification statement. I do not want to sell one of my AR-15s to the enemy. I do not want to arm the enemy. I will arm our allies. Simple
as
that.
All right, George, this is perfect place to take a break right now, and I know we're getting ready to take one here in just a moment. I want to stop with that. Rob, I want to go back to your point, and Kevin, I want to get your opinion on this, and David as well. This promises to be a very provocative conversation. Wilson Combat came out with a very bold statement, the CEO did last week. In fact, I read it on the air. We'll find that statement for you. I'll open up the next segment with it, and that's how we'll start going around the table when we come back here on the Armed American Radio Network. Very provocative segment upcoming. You don't want to miss it. I'm Mark Walters. This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Do you have dark circles or puffy eyes? If you have dark circles under your eyes, bags, or puffiness, we're looking for you. Because right now, we're offering a risk-free trial of a fast-acting eye cream to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls now can try a risk-free jar of Lumitone, the cream that fades dark circles from view in seconds. We only have a limited supply of risk-free jars, so don't wait. For details, just call 1-800-487-9613. Lumitone makes dark circles less visible in seconds. Watch your dark circles fade from view like magic. And Lumitone is great for puffiness, bags, and fine lines by the eyes. This risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for details on this Lumitone risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-487-9613. That's 1-800-487-9613. Call 1-800-487-9613.
Okay, let's say your New Year's resolution to lose 10 pounds didn't work out quite the way you wanted it to. Here's a guaranteed easy way to look hotter, more handsome, or just plain awesome in 5 minutes. Try the 5-minute teeth whitening solution called Power Swabs. Power Swabs gives you 2 shades whiter teeth in 5 minutes, plus it works on natural teeth as well as caps, crowns, and veneers, and it's easy to use. The secret is a tooth detergent developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that actually lifts the stains right off your teeth. There's no messy strips, no trays, just swabs that you use on your teeth for 5 minutes, and then you're done. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades whiter. It's like magic because it does work. Call for your risk-free supply, 1-800-270-4614. That's 1-800-270-4614. It's risk-free, so call now, 1-800-270-4614. That's 1-800-270-4614.
You know, weekdays and holidays are for catching up on sleep, right? Well, wrong. According to a nationwide sleep number survey, more than half of adult Americans do not get more sleep on the weekends. What you really need is a better night's sleep every night, like the deep restorative sleep you get on a Sleep Number bed. My sleep number is 95 to 100, and the suspended sleep number is, sorry, still confidential privileged information. The Sleep Number bed's exclusive dual-air technology lets you adjust your bed to your ideal firmness. Each side is adjustable, making it the perfect bed for couples. You'll only find the Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store. Queen mattresses start at just $699. Right now, you can enjoy the lowest prices of the season on the bed that can change your life and sleeping habits. Save an incredible $300 to $1,000 on selected bed sets. Hurry, the sale ends July 8th. There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find yours today by calling 1-800-339-1101. That number again, 1-800-339-1101. Don't forget to tell them I sent you.
We're sticking together on Facebook at Armed American Radio and on the web at armedamericanradio.com. Now back to the radio broadcast. Here again, Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Wilson Combat will no longer provide any products or services to any state government imposing legislation that infringes on the Second Amendment rights of its law-abiding citizens. This includes any law enforcement department, law enforcement officers, or any state government entity or employee of such an entity. This also applies to any local municipality imposing such infringements. Quote, states currently included in our no-sale policy are California, Hawaii, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, Washington, D.C., and Chicago, Illinois. Wilson Combat will in no way support the government of these states or their anti-gun agenda that only limits the rights of law-abiding citizens. Wilson Combat will continue to supply any product and or service they can legally sell in these states to all non-government affiliated citizens. A very bold statement and a very direct statement made by Wilson Combat. They are now one of over 140, probably over 150 at this point. I believe the number was 139 last week when we discussed this. But a very bold statement, very profound statement from Wilson Combat, essentially saying, sorry, you take the rights away from law-abiding citizens, we're not going to sell to you. Kevin Starrett, Oregon Firearms Federation at the roundtable. Welcome back. Your thoughts on that and how it applies.
I think it's a fascinating thing, and I think it's very nuanced, as has already been pointed out. I love it when gun manufacturers and magazine manufacturers say, that's it, we're done with you people if you're going to restrict the rights of the people. But on the other hand, I do agree that if you've got a chief of police or a sheriff who comes out and says, you know what, I'm not enforcing this stuff, I would totally support their continuing to supply his department.
David Kodria?
Yeah, I understand that in places like Chicago, the individual officers are responsible for purchasing their own service weapons. But I guess they also need to have some kind of credentialing from their department in order to make that happen. So, you know, it's tough to nuance it down to that particular level, because you could have officers who, you know, are supportive of the Second Amendment, but by the same token, they're part of that machine. The other thing I'd like to say is that I'd like to see more companies follow the example that Magpul has said that it's going to set by moving out of Chicago when these laws are passed, or I'm sorry, Colorado when these laws are passed. And I understand there's some other companies in New York and Connecticut that are not following that example, and I'd like to see a little bit more of that.
All right, Rob.
No, I agree. I think, I mean, those companies earn business for me forever, earn allegiance and respect for me forever. They're doing things that clearly are going to cost them incredible amounts of money in the short term to make the statement to do what's right. I was over with Drake Clark over at European version of SHOT Show last week, and he was talking. I mean, they've had to basically put their company on hold for several weeks, if not a couple months now, just to fight the fight they've been fighting in Colorado to avoid the millions of dollars they're going to have to spend in the short term to move if in fact, things to go the way that it looks
and
like it's going to go.
And you are, of course, referring to Magpul. I want to make
Magpul,
that very clear, right?
So Magpul is a company that's doing the right thing. Now, at the same time, you have some companies that are, you know, I look at that list of 139 companies. Some of those companies I've never heard of. I can't imagine that they're doing a significant amount of business in the interstate sales to law enforcement agencies in states half a country away. And yet they're gaining this marketing boost, honestly, from saying, oh, I'm going to ban and join on and I'm going to do this. And who knows? There may be a police officer in that jurisdiction that they're now banning that actually needs and wants their equipment. I don't know that it's the best way to go about making change.
George, you made a statement about Crusader Weaponry, the company that you are affiliated with, who, by the way, my new Crusader AAR-15 shows up tomorrow. I thought it was coming in Friday, but it didn't. I won't hold you personally responsible for that, George. I'll hold FedEx responsible for that. But it gives me something to look forward to. Your thoughts now on the individual departments. And you kind of brought this up here, okay? I stand with Wilson Combat 100% in this statement, the other 139, including yours. And I understand that there are exceptions to every rule. However, David also made the point that they are also part of that machine. And I believe that those parts of the machine, and let's face facts, Rob, I'm going to throw a stat out here. Maybe I'm wrong. But I'm going to say at least 95% of all officers, almost 100% of all officers I know, are 100% in lockstep with you and I and are supportive of our Second Amendment freedoms.
Yeah, having now, been inside that machine, I'd certainly give you the 95. I don't think it's okay. 100, but I'll give you well over 90.
It's way up there. Now, I can't speak for law enforcement in Chicago or New York City or New York State or other areas. I can't speak for that. I'll say that in general, the ones that I've met. But, David, you're right. They're part of that machine, and I believe that it's those individual officers who can put a lot of pressure on the heads of their departments to make a change. Couldn't they, David?
Well, if they can stand up against the machine, that's the problem. You know, you have the wall of silence, you have the thin blue line, you have, you know, so many accounts of corruption go on, and you just sit there and you scratch your head and you wonder, well, how come somebody didn't stop them? How is this guy who finally got busted, you know, you're saying he's a 20-year officer. This can't be the first time he stepped over the line. Why is everybody staying silent? And that, to me, is as big of a problem, if not more so, than the people who are actually out there doing the abuse. So, I mean, it, you know, Kevin, I think, used the word nuance, and I think that that's the perfect
right.
word for this.
Right. No, it definitely is. I, you know, look, I'm not afraid to say I don't have the answer. I don't know that there is, Rob, an easy answer to this. You know, I certainly stand lockstep with Makita and the rest of the sheriffs. Every sheriff in the state that you're sitting in right now, every single one of them has said the same thing. Texas, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. George, maybe you know the answer. I believe every sheriff in Texas has also said the same thing. We have thousands of sheriffs across the country that are in lockstep against this gun control, this gun grab. So, George, I don't know. I think you opened up a can of worms. Do you support them? Do you not? Do you take a stand? Is it one size fits all? Rob, I don't know the answer.
I think it is hard, and that's where it is. It's not one size fits all. I think it's very difficult to make an easy answer.
George, go ahead.
I will support anybody that supports the Second Amendment. I'll support that guy. I'm going to help him out, whatever I can do. And so will Crusader Weaponry. We'll provide gunsmithing services and custom builds to their specifications. We'll do whatever we can do, whatever needs they need met. We'll be there for them. They're our allies, and we support our allies. Simple as that. If they're not our allies, for example, something official from a department head that is known to be, anti-gun, such as Chicago or New York, you know, there's no question we would refuse that, that job, that contractor, that sale of guns.
Right.
It's not in our best interest in the long run to make that sale.
Kevin, this is an absolutely fascinating turn of events when you look at everything that we've discussed here on Armed American Radio today. Never in American history have I seen a confluence of this with ramifications that are, and I almost hate to use the word, but there's danger here, isn't there?
Yeah, there's enormous danger, and frankly, it is something that has cost me a lot of sleep when I think about the idea of one law enforcement agency pitted against the other. But I do want to say that, and just to reflect back on something that David said, if there was an individual cop in an agency that was anti-gun, I wouldn't support selling to them because, as David said, they're part of the machine. Where I draw a distinction there is if the chief or the sheriff or the head of the department said, no, this department's pro-gun, then I would treat it differently. But I totally agree with the idea that if there's a line officer who's obeying orders that are unconstitutional and evil, I don't care how pro-gun he says he is. If he's still part of that machine, then I would not support having anything to supply that guy in any way.
Well said. I mean, you've laid it out on the table, and I appreciate that. That's why we like having you on. When we come back, I'm going to ask a dangerous question. I want to get the opinion of all of you at the table of what you think is getting ready to happen. Never in American history have we seen this, and there is danger. Figure out what we think is going to happen and how all of this is going to end. It's got to go somewhere, right? The law of physics say the balloon can only fill with so much helium before it explodes. Back after this.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-5787. 1-800-388-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com.
The classic design of the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistol is back. Manufactured by IWI, Israel Weapons Industries, and designed to exacting Israeli military toughness and reliability specs, the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistols are in a class all their own. These world-famous semi-automatic pistols are available in .44 Magnum or .50 AE calibers. Magnum Research is a car arms company. To find a dealer near you, please visit Car Arms at car.com. That's K-A-H-R.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
On July 20th, 2012, a mass shooting occurred at the Century Movie Theater in Aurora, Colorado. My name is Sean, a.k.a. Shanto from the Armed American Radio Show. This shooting sparked a national debate on guns and gun laws here in our country. As a lawful gun owner myself, I felt a need to produce a free DVD called Gun Laws, a National Debate. Get your copy now at RadioFactor.net. That's RadioFactor.net. And remember, the Second Amendment is not debatable.
With loyal followers coast to coast, we are your voice. This is Armed American Radio. Here again, Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen, across America from the what, Sean? The sandy, toasty beaches of South Florida to the crab fishing vessels of Alaska, including all parts unknown in between. Some of those parts unknown are now known. News Talk 1530 AM, Lebanon, Oregon. Welcome to the show. Jackson, Mississippi, 1240 AM. WPBQ and surrounding areas, you're tuned in, filling your prescription for freedom. KYKN, 1430 AM, Salem, Oregon. News stations in Colorado Springs, of all places, and a number of others across the country. You are listening to the second most listened to show in the nation when we are on live, and it's a pleasure to have you here. Thank you very much. Now, I know you're thinking this. I know you can feel this. You know your gut tells you when something isn't right. You've had that feeling walking out somewhere to your car at night, something doesn't feel right. You can tell when somebody's over your shoulder. You can tell when you're being looked at. And I think all of us have experienced that there's something wrong in America today. Maybe you don't know what it is, but you can feel it. You can sense it. It's in your gut. Maybe some of you haven't. If you haven't, maybe you're a headline surfer and you're not reading the story. But I'd be willing to bet that every single one of you, regardless of your political stripe, senses that there's something terribly wrong in America today. We talk about a lot of what's wrong with America here on this program every week. Here at the roundtable, I want to go around the table and start with Kevin Starrett, Oregon Firearms Federation. Kevin, very eloquent tonight with your points. Spot on with us. Of course, we're in agreement with you and the fight that you're fighting and everything that you're doing out there in the state of Oregon. But this is unprecedented that we're having a discussion on national radio today about sheriffs by the thousands across America openly defying the federal government publicly, telling them, we will not enforce your laws. I cannot remember a time in my lifetime that I've seen anything like this occur. Kevin, how and what and where do you think this is all going?
Well, I'm going to say something that I think everyone would have said if they'd spoken first. Department of Homeland Security buys almost 2 billion rounds of ammunition, 2,700 armored vehicles. Those things are intended to be used here. They're doing exercises with police forces and the military in Houston and Miami. I think it's quite clear where it's going. There is an expectation of massive violence, and we are the targets. And I'll be honest, it scares me a lot because I'm a political guy. I'm not interested in the shooting war. But if it's going to happen, I want it to happen now before my teenage sons have to deal with it.
David Kodria, that sentiment is echoed across the country. I know you and I have talked to a number of people in different venues around the nation. You and I have attended conferences together and so forth. Oath Keepers, here's a good one. We have in our lifetime today an organization called Oath Keepers that 15 years ago probably would have never existed. We have sheriffs openly defying, admitting open defiance to the federal government and to their own state legislators. We will not enforce this law, Mr. Governor, or Mrs. Governor, whoever it may be. Where do you think this is going?
I think that we cannot have two cultures occupying the same geographic area without having a resolution and without having a conflict and without things getting bad. We owe it morally to ourselves and to everyone around us to try to resolve things civilly as best we can. By the same token, I have already many times in my life engaged in covert civil disobedience, and I have on occasion engaged in overt civil disobedience. I'm praying that it won't turn into actual resistance. I don't particularly believe that that won't be the case with the way things are going. So all I can really say, none of us have a crystal ball. Okay, we don't know what the trigger point is going to be or anything like that. All I can really advise at this point is to know yourself, know your capabilities, train yourself, get yourself in shape, know who your friends are, know what your resources are, and plan for different options.
Rob Pincus, one of the greatest firearms trainers in the world. I've been watching your stuff on television since before you were on television. You train the best of the best. You train law enforcement personnel. You train military personnel. You train average, regular, everyday Joe citizenry in personal defense techniques. In fact, you and I are writing a book together. We didn't even get a chance to go into that. We'll do that next week. You see it. You're on the front lines. You're talking to people every day who are taking up arms. They're buying fire. Everybody who buys a gun that trains with you, or a large majority of them do. What's your sense of what's going on out there today?
I think everyone's right about the idea that I think what David said about two cultures existing in the same space is absolutely true. I think there's also two cultures on the topic of abortion. There's also two cultures on the topic of same-sex marriage. There's also two cultures on the topic of legalized marijuana and other drug use. There's a lot of diversity inside of the United States of America, and I don't believe that somehow equates to imminent civil war, which is some of the overtones that I'm hearing people talk about on the internet or maybe even, you know, on air. We're kind of hinting at that. I think at the end of the day, though, all of those police officers that you and I were just talking about, the 95 to 97, 99% of them that are pro-gun and pro-civil rights and pro-American and pro-patriotism and pro the intent of the oath that they've taken, they aren't going to get into those 2,400, 2,700 armored vehicles and attack their neighbors. They aren't going to load 2 billion rounds into their semi-automatic firearms they bought outside of the embargoed boycotts in those states and used them against their neighbors.
Their gas mileage would suck, as you well know,
oh
from
God.
Being in the BDN mobile
the BDN
with 10,000 rounds.
Exactly, just 10,000 rounds to slow you down. So I think I get it. There's a culture clash. There's unrest. There's discomfort. There's, as you said, something just isn't right now. But I think we're a long way off from arming our teenage sons and sending them into the streets.
Agreed. And I the word that you just used, I think, says a lot, and that is discomfort. There is a tremendous amount of discomfort out there, and I think a lot of people don't know why they're uncomfortable. They just sense that something isn't right. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, out in Vernal, Utah.
I think Rob Pinker said it very well. I couldn't have said it better myself. I've got a lot of friends in law enforcement. They're great guys. Guys that I've met personally in Homeland Security, they're good people. They're on our side. They're patriots. They love the Constitution, and they love their country. And I really don't think we have a lot to worry about on that count.
And here's where I'll stand on this right now, and that is I believe, and I have said this on dozens and dozens of radio shows across the country. I'm going to say it again tomorrow on dozens of radio shows next week and on this one right here, that I believe that freedom will always prevail. Kevin, do you agree with that sentiment? I believe that freedom will always prevail. Of course, freedom isn't free. And sometimes comes at great cost, but I believe freedom will always prevail. Your thought?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I think that there are a lot of people in law enforcement and the military who are great Americans. But, you know, I saw them burn down the homes of the Branch Davidians. I saw what they did to Randy Weaver. And I'm from New York, and I've seen how mm-hmm. police act there when someone defends themselves with a firearm. So while I would like to agree with some of your other guests, I'm not nearly as sanguine and comfortable as they are because – you know, in many places, you own a firearm to protect yourself, and you go to jail.
You're absolutely right about that. Hey, Kevin, I've got to stop you there. Very provocative conversation. We'll have to pick it up very quickly in about 5 seconds. Where can people go join Oregon Firearms Federation?
OregonFirearms.org.
OregonFirearms.org. New listeners in Oregon, please get on board. This man is fighting the fight while you're asleep. He's got toothpicks under his eyes. Join him. Fight the fight.
Thanks,
Kevin, for being here. David Kodria. As usual, we appreciate it. Rob Pink is here in the studio. It's always great to have you here. George the Mad Ogre, we'll see you next week. Remember, you've been listening to the Armed American Radio Network. Carry on, carry often, and carry everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would ever leave his family undefended without his club. We'll see you next week here on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby, like a dark king. Jealous me by the hammer now, baby.
Walmart.
We go. The horse is the way to carry.
All the fix-ins for Thanksgiving, like Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Checkout lane with Nestle Carnation Baking Kits and Libby's Pumpkin Pie Filling.
Wherever the pumpkin pie.
Walmart has everything you need to be ready for a great Thanksgiving meal, backed by our ad match guarantee. Our stores will match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for an identical product. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Trinity.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and improve your credit score. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-936-5496. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Call now. Or visit MyDebtHasMeDown.com.
Trinity.
1-800-936-5496.